So we have over here a tekiya. Tekiya is a straight call. And there were those, the Maharil Diskin, that was very makbid that the tekiya should be mamish straight from beginning to the end, with no ups and downs. However, the minig olam, right people are not makbid on that. There could be some ups and downs in the tekiya, and that's fine. But it should be b'neshima achas in one breath, not that he had to take two breaths in the middle. Shvar mosa should be with one breath. Shvarim is like tekiyas, but just shorter. Shorter koilos, but similar to tekiya. Some by shvarim do have the minig to do it like a two. There are different hagimin how the shvarim should be. But the shvarim is really tekiyas, three short tekiyas. If one blows less than three by shvarim, they're not yotza. If you blow more, it's mashma in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, then it's not a problem. However, the Shbrur brings down Sifkad Yiralf, the Lechatchila, it's nochain to be choishish for the Shita, not to blow more than three by the Shvar. Then we have Trua. Trua is very short koilos, right? One after another. That's tekiya, shvarim, and trua. Now, the Mishnah tells us that the share of a trua is like three avavos. The share of a trua is three avavos. But what's three avavos? So here we have big machleks rishonim. Rashi learns three avavos is three koilos ba'alma kolshu. Three little koilos. And that's the das of Roy Rishonim actually, and that's the first day over here in Sif Gimel, that we blow three of these koilos. It's called termitin. Termitin is a kol, which is the shortest type of kol. They could blow like a third of a second. So Rashi learns that the length of a trua is three avavos. A trua is three avavos, which is three of these short kailos. Tosfos brings down between the riva and the rivam that each yavava consists of three kaiches of kashu, which means a trua is nine kaiches, right? We blow three truas, so three times three is nine. And that's the second day I brought down the Shulchan Aruch over here, that it's at least nine. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the lechatchila with machmer like the rivam and the rivam. B'diavad, if someone blew for true only three, like Rashi, they're yaitza, because it would be semach and Rashi, the rach and roi v'shoinim. Now, Pashas mashman that by true I could blow even more. I could blow as many as I want. The Mishnah Berurah points out that by true you have to be careful. Sometimes when they start off the trua, you can make it a little longer than just one koyach. Be careful because it could turn into a shever. Then you're blowing a shvarim. And that could be a hefsek between the tekiya and the trua. So you have to start off with the tu and make sure that it's a trua. Now, says the Gemara, the shear of a tekiya is three truas. The shear of a tekiya is how long does your tekiya have to be? As long as it is three truas. Now, that obviously takes us back to the machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, it will be like three short kaiches to. According to Tosfos, it's like. It's like nine tutus. Where's the nafkamina really come out? Comes out with a shever. A shever has to be somewhere in between a trua and a tekiya. So according to Rashi, a shever cannot be the length of three truas, because that's already a tekiya. It can't be the length of one, because that's a trua. So it has to be somewhere in between. Let's call it two. Let's call it two. According to Taisvis, that each trua is three tu, and three truas is nine tittas. So its key has to be the length of nine truas, right? Of nine tittas, nine kaichas.
It's cheshbon?
According to, you got Rashi cheshbon? According to Taisvis, a trua is really nine tittas, because you blow three truas, and each trua is one, two, three, right? So each true is really one, two, three kaichas, right? So a sheva has to be longer, the time that it's longer than three kaichas, less than nine, somewhere between three and nine. Which means, pashtas, you cannot be mekayim Rashi and Taisvis. Because according to Rashi, once I'm blowing more than two, that's already the share of a tekiya. According to Taisvis, I lose everyone, almost everyone, right? So again, bottom line is that the chayra, I'm stuck, because according to Rashi, once I blow longer than the share of two kaychais, it's already tekiya. And according to Taisvis, if you're going to blow less than that, it's still within the world of trua. So pashtas, you cannot be mekayim both together. Therefore, this is whether you chat the cheshbon or not. But when you're here in this Beis Medrash, so they're noig to try to yechaprayim both shittas. And what you'll hear is that by shvarim, they're going to blow more than three shvarim. Even though the Mishpura says the chatchil is not going to blow three shvarim, like we said, they're going to blow more than three shvarim. And each sheva is going to be like two kaichas. So it's going to be shorter shvarim that you're used to, and more. And the chiddush is that since the sum total is going to equal the right amount, you can be mekayim taisvis also with that. That's the chiddush. That's why I just wanted to point that out, so that you're ready for that when they do it. By shvarim trua, there's different minhagim. The shvarim trua is b'neshima achas of shteish neshimas. You blow the shvarim trua with one breath, or between the shvarim and the trua, you sort of take somewhat of a breath. The minig is that some we do with neshim achas, some we do with two neshims. Different places have different minhagim, which ones they do with neshim achas, which one they do with shtei neshimas. Okay. The rest of the dinim that are over here in Simtov Kutzadi is based on a Maisa Megentza. It was a Maisa that took place in the city Megentza, where the Chazan blew the wrong. He was blowing the Tashrat, and instead of a third Sheva, he started to blow a Trua, and then he didn't know what to do, if he should go back to the Shvarim or continue to true or start over again. Created a big tumult in the shul, and that's Sif Zion over here in Tzimtav Kuvtzadi. For those that want to be a Makri, that's a very important Sif to go through. As a Shem, when you're ready to be a Makri, I'll sit down with you and go through. That's basically the dinner of Tzkiya Shefa. And now I think the other dinner of Tzkiya Shefa we spoke about last week. Now I just wanted to mention that sorry, is Mishburi like a bar? If we go to Okay, now we have the Seder of Yom of the second night. What do we do the second night? So by Kiddush, it's brought down the Halacha and some Tafresh Tafkov. And Tafresh says, "Be Kiddush Lal Sheni, Yilbash Bege Chadash. Oy Maniach Pri Chadash Vayim Shechyanu. V'Meim Matzi Pri Chadash Im Koze Yayim Shechyanu." Even if you don't have a new fruit, you don't have a new beged, you say Shechyanu by Kiddush, which means that really we hold, if there's any real suffix over here whether you should say Shechyanu or not the second night, then we wouldn't say Shechyanu on a suffix. So it means we really hold you should say Shechyanu. The question over here of whether you say Shechyanu on the second night or not, right? By all Yom Tovim, when one makes Kiddush the second night, you say Shechyanu. So why is Rosh Hashanah different? So based on the Gemara, and I can go through the Cheshbon and the Gemara. The Gemara is a Cheshbon that perhaps it's Kedusha Achas. On normal Yom Tov, we view Rosh Day Kedushas, two separate days, two separate Kedushas. Rosh Hashanah, it's far to say that Chazal and Masakin, that both days is one long Kedusha. If it's one long Kedusha, there's no new Shechyanu, it will be Yom Zman Azeh, it's all the same Zman. So in order to get out of this Machlokes, we have a new fruit or a new beged. However, one has to be very careful that they have in mind that it's going also on the fruit, not on the fruit, because if your mind is only on the fruit, so then you're making a hefsik. You can't just say Shechyanu Mil Kiddush. That's a hefsik. So your mind is going also on the fruit. If I don't have a fruit, I still say Shechyanu, because be'etzem we paskin. I mean, there's not an eitzah whenever you're mesupik and Mil Kiddush, but saying some bracha, that you could also just say a bracha, or find the eitzah of having new fruit or something. That it's because we hold really that you should say, just to cover all grounds, we put it there, so therefore it's not a problem. Okay, then the Mechaber says here, "Im chal yom rishon b'shabbos, im shachyan b'shoifa b'yom sheni." If the first day of Rosh Hashanah comes down on Shabbos, so you say Shachyanu by Shaifa the second day. Why? Because the first day you didn't blow Shaifa. Haga v'yeish oimim loim ra'afilum chal yom rishon b'chol b'chein aminig b'mdina seilu. Ramah says the minig is that we say Shechyanu on the second day, even if the first day was Chol. Now, the question is as follows. The Mechaber and Siv Beis paskin that by Kiddush Lel Sheni, you should say Shechyanu. Good, it's better to have a new beged. If you don't have a new beged, you can say Shechyanu. So why by Shaifer is he saying that you don't say Shechyanu? You only say Shechyanu on the second day if the first day was Shabbos. Otherwise, you don't say Shechyanu. So he doesn't give the eitzah of Pri Chadash. And also, he just says, don't say it. Drama says that we say it the second day, even if the first day was Chol. So that's the question, what's the difference between the two? And not only that, the kash is on Drama also. Draman by Shaifa doesn't say you should have a pre chadash over here. In Siv Beis, Rama adds in beged chadash or pre chadash. And by Shaifa he doesn't say it. Mishmur speaks that it says I know afilu b'lay beged chadash or pre chadash. Shem daha ayoyim ein yoytim etkir shel esma. And he says it's far for the Rama that even if you're going to say that yoyim arich, that's one long day. But the Maisa, it's like I put on tzitzis in the morning, I took it off, and then a few hours later, I put on another pair of tzitzis, I make again a bracha. So I was yotze mitzvah shayfa yesterday, now I'm doing a shayfa again today, so of course I make a new bracha on the shayfa. So in Svara, it makes sense that over here, Kiddush is being mekaddish the yoyim. So the suffix is in a new day or a continuation of yesterday. But by shayfa, it's a new mitzvah. So therefore, the bracha of today is different than yesterday. It's a new mitzvah. That's a question. I'm just mentioning it because there is raid about it. take a look. We're not going to go into it now. The next shiur I would like to go into is Tafresh Beis and onwards. Halachas of Aseret Mitzvah and start the halachas of Yom Kippur. Okay? Seder.